Information and Support, Navigating Wales and Scotland. Earlier this year, two helpline care navigators joined PSPA to help improve care and support across Scotland and Wales. Dion in Wales and Amanda in Scotland are working hard to help people affected by PSP and CBD in these nations. Navigate local health and care systems, connect with services that meet their needs and improve awareness of both conditions among health and social care professionals. Here, Dion and Amanda explain more about the role and what they're doing to improve standards of care. Dion Ward, Wales. I live just above the Brecon Beacons, and from the moment I arrived, I was welcomed into the community with open arms. It's very rural, which can be challenging, but I've been lucky. Before moving here, I worked for the Alzheimer's Society, supporting people in my local area, doing house calls and face-to-face visits. My background is in support, and I'm also a qualified counsellor. I've worked as an area manager, led training and education sessions, and supported people through the hardest times in life, including terminal illness. I also cared for my dad at the end of his life, so I understand things from a carer's perspective. Wales is different from other regions, more rural, less connected to local services and often overlooked. It's why it's so important that someone local is here on the ground. I've travelled across Wales, meeting health and social care professionals, raising awareness of PSP and CBD. I support people by phone, send out information packs and signpost people to sources of support. I try to check in with people every 4 to 6 months. The support we offer over the phone can be very wide-ranging. It might be about accessing benefits or connecting them to local groups like neurocafes. Sometimes it might be simply to listen. I'm aiming to get more support groups set up in Wales. We have a well-established group in North Wales and I want to replicate that in South Wales. Support groups are so valuable in terms of providing peer support and for connecting people who are in similar situations. In September, a neurologist who is moving back to Wales will be setting up a clinic in South Wales, which I hope to attend regularly. PSP and CBD are often misdiagnosed, so our goal is to build a better connected network with more specialised clinics and peer support groups. If you need help, please pick up the phone. That's what we're here for. You're not just getting support, you're helping us build something better for everyone. Amanda Patea, Scotland. Before joining PSPA, I worked as a hospital carer support worker with Fife Career Centre. I was based in Fife's only acute hospital, supporting carers at crisis point, and worked alongside the discharge team to ensure carers had a voice in the process. It was a rewarding role, mediating between hospital staff and carers, making sure care plans work for everyone involved. I gained a better understanding of social work processes, how things move within a multidisciplinary team, and further utilised my knowledge of the Scottish welfare benefits system. I live in Fife and have been in Scotland for almost 12 years. I'm originally from the northwest of England. My partner is Scottish, and before moving into the charity and health sector, I worked in media, film and TV. Now, with PSPA, I'm focused on building a network across Scotland. If a call comes into the helpline from someone in Scotland, if I'm available, it will be put through to me. It does help to have someone who understands the local health and social care system. Every call is different. Sometimes it's about how to access benefits. Sometimes it's someone newly diagnosed who doesn't know where to turn. I connect with patients, carers and professionals, making sure they feel heard and supported. I also provide information on PSPA services, including our support grants. If someone is struggling to get their social worker to understand, we can write a supporting statement and also get in touch with the social worker on their behalf. I can speak to people's Parkinson's nurse, which many find helpful. I'm seeking to build connections with health and social care professionals. They're the ones who can make a big impact to people living with PSP and CBD. I attend both face-to-face and online multidisciplinary team, MDT clinics in Glasgow and Kilmarnock, alongside consultants, Parkinson's nurses and physiotherapists. During the clinics, each patient is discussed, including a review of their symptoms and what equipment or care they may need. My input varies within clinic, mostly taking into consideration practical support measures rather than clinical. For example, in one clinic, we had a PSP patient who was using a rollator. I raise the risk that he may no longer have the cognition to be vigilant about ensuring the brakes are on, meaning he could slip forward. So the occupational therapist and physiotherapist are now looking at other options. I'm there to help ensure the support is holistic. It's not just about medical care. It's about understanding people's lives, supporting carers, and being a point of contact when things get overwhelming. I can step in and have conversations with the family, such as lasting power of attorney that health and social care professionals sometimes don't have time to do. I'm working with local teams to try and get more MDT clinics set up in Scotland. I've seen how they can improve the care people with PSP and CBD receive and want to ensure everyone living with either condition has access to them. The support we offer over the phone can be very wide-ranging. It might be about accessing benefits or connecting them to local groups like neuro cafes.